Hello and welcome to the latest in our podcast series for the Scotland's Future series. My name is Stephen Gethins. I'm a professor of practice at the School of International Relations. And today for Scotland's Future series, we're talking about one of our projects, a really interesting project about creating impact through enterprise education. And I'm joined by three colleagues who are leading on that, by Ken Boyd, who's a lecturer in computer science with an industry focus, with Gosha Mitka, who is the Associate Dean of Education, leading on entrepreneurial education, and Gail Doherty, who is a senior lecturer in psychology and neuroscience and the Director of Impact and Innovation. So thank you. Thanks for coming along, and thanks for sharing what is a really exciting project. Just to get started, I think, Gosha, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about the project for people who might not have heard about this project or the work and why it's important to everybody at the university?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having us. We're really excited to be here. And let me just say that there are two more colleagues involved, Kirsty Ross from School of Computer Science as well, and our wonderful intern Hitanshi Badani, who is supporting us along the way. So there's actually five of us creating this wonderful work with the rest of our colleagues and students at the university. So Creating Impact for Enterprise Education is a program that we have created as part of enterprise and entrepreneurial education that I'm leading on. And the main idea is to provide students with an opportunity to develop an entrepreneurial mindset. Yep. And that fits really nicely with our strategic pillar, Entrepreneurial St. Andrews here in St. Andrews. And the project is in stages. The first stage was to put students really at the heart of the project. Mm-hmm. We designed a competition for students to identify the most burning issues, the biggest challenges here in mm-hmm. Scotland that are relevant for them, to then submit creative outputs and think about creative solutions that we can designed together as a university community with external stakeholders to address those challenges. So after this stage, we had two more stages that have already taken place, and there is one more coming. The second one was co-initiation. Then we had co-creation event, and we are aiming for a co-evolution event. And I think we can go into details as we talk about it.
Of course. So Ken, do you want to tell us a little bit more about it and why should students and you work with industry, why should they be interested? And I'm wondering if you could tell me, Gosha gave us a really good introduction there, but what's an entrepreneurial mindset?
Yeah, okay, there's lots of projects in the university that are led by academics, research projects, yep. Sometimes we have business-focused projects, mm-hmm. we have projects where industry gets involved. What we were wanting to do was to go to the students and say, what's bothering you? What would you yep. like to do? Mm-hmm. And particularly thinking about how this could affect education and what we do with our teaching. But we were like at the outset, we weren't totally sure what we would get here. We wondered whether we might, you know, it was quite it was an open process. We thought we might get a few responses. We were completely inundated with responses. And the interesting thing for me was that we had responses, students at different stages. So students had already started their project. Mm-hmm. Some of them were prototyping already. Some of them, we had students who were already working with local schools. These students are, you know, completely demonstrating the entrepreneurial mindset already, and it was absolutely fascinating for us to bring them on and then start working with them. And then what I think probably the next stage, which was amazing, was to see how the staff got involved with this as well, because we had an amazing response from staff right across the university.
Fantastic. Well, what I want to ask you both about in a moment is some of the projects that have really excited you and what kind of projects you're seeing emerging. But Gail, one thing that strikes me is that computer science, we've got psychology and neuroscience, so it's really nice having that interdisciplinary approach. Mm. I mean, how have you found the projects and what would you like to achieve from this?
I mean, my role on this actually came from the impact and innovation side, really, yeah. which is, as a university, we really pride ourselves on research-led teaching. Mm. But we have to do impact and we want to make change as a yes. university as well, but we don't include our students in that.
Yeah.
And we've got 10,000 brilliant minds hanging around St. Andrews who have the ideas and the pathway to, I know pathways for impact is maybe a little bit of a cliche, but to drive it forward. So we wanted to get the students involved in the impact agenda and about sort of making change, one of the nice things to come up is exactly that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know each other as colleagues across the university, but the students themselves, so there is exactly that, a collaboration between psychology and neuroscience. So we had a student who came in who wanted to work on a domestic violence agenda, and the digital resources to drive her project forward are being developed by computing science. So we're actually promoting interdisciplinarity across the university from a teaching perspective. We know it was there from a research perspective. We know it was there from us hanging out in rectors getting the project off the ground. But I think it's a really lovely way for our students to work together as well.
Can you give me some examples of that? I mean, you talk about impact, but for people that are listening that might know less about this, can you just give us some illustrations? And I think Gail, and then I'll maybe ask colleagues.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. So I think most people who go into research want to change something. So we're all driven by wanting to make things better. And impact's about actually being able to demonstrate that we make a change for society. Mm. It might be influencing policy. It might be developing an app. It could be making sure we're the first carbon neutral university in Scotland. So there's all these things that can make a change. And it's about bringing students into that conversation. So our students did identify just those kind of topics to try. They want to make changes in Scotland. They want to bring Scotland to the forefront through the education and at the university. So yeah,
we have good.
So we had. I'm going to give you a few examples.
Please,
the guys can go on as well.
Yeah.
We had medicine's a big one. You know. And by the way, just before I get going, one of the interesting things is what. A lot of the work that we do in university, the students are in schools, so they're in the School of Medicine or they're in the School of Modern Languages, and we specifically didn't mention schools. We just said we want projects. And I think that
we're really struck by the interdisciplinarity just around this table.
Kind of bonkers, but basically there was no sort of so that was really interesting. And some of the feedback we've had from the students is actually they really like breaking those boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, so medicine's a big one, and obviously there's lots of really exciting research projects in medicine with staff, but we had things like, for example, one student who was wanting to develop resources for emergency medicine in the community. So how would you access emergency resources in the town or at the beach, obviously being a big tourist area, that's a big deal. We had people looking at healthcare around older adults and trying to look at how digital devices and access to digital devices could help them. Mm-hmm. We had one group of students who were talking completely different. We're interested in peace education, education for peace in primary schools. And this was a big deal for them, but they wanted to approach it through storytelling and developing cartoons and comics. So this, again, they brought in lots of people from different schools, from their friends, and they have already worked with primary schools in Fife and in other regions of Scotland as well. So I mean, that's just three, but we had others as well.
Fantastic. Can you think of any?
So we had also students who were looking into the idea of stopping the brain drain in Scotland. So here we had internal partners from the careers and the global office to have a conversation about making placement as part of the degree.
Yeah.
So really making those big changes in education that are student-driven, that come from the needs of the students. And I think this is a good time to mention the kind of user-centered design, because students are really at the center of what we do. Education is it should happen for them and with them. So we want them to have involved as equal partners in the project, and they empower them to drive the change, and so that we constantly reinvent ourselves as a university, that we don't just passively respond to the changes in the world, but we drive the change. So that was an interesting one. There was this one on sustainability, about becoming a carbon neutral university. There was a domestic violence, a really interesting one, which I think an interesting thing that we have found out as part of it, that we had various external stakeholders at the table together with internal stakeholders. And I think what's important is to mention that we had colleagues from professional services and academics at the same table, students and external stakeholders. So it's really kind of breaking silos, breaking the walls, and creating this collaborative platform for digging deep into the problem, for exploring problem.
Yeah.
And the user-centered design can happen by using design thinking. Here we have an expert, Ken, who is a designer, who has shaped the tools that we've developed as part of this of this project that are transferable tools, very easy to apply, that allow us to spend most of the time in the space of the problem before we move into the solutions and engage all of the relevant stakeholders as part of it. So domestic violence, just to finish the sentence that I started with, like, was an interesting example where we could see that we not only created this space and benefit for students, but also for colleagues who have their personal interests and expertise, but also connecting the external stakeholders who have interest to continue to work with each other because they have the same interest in mind, they have the same priority, and we brought them together. So we as a university kind of can be the agent that brings all of the relevant stakeholders of the system together to amplify the effect that we can have together.
So like that one there, we had Police Scotland and we had the chaplaincy at the university.
We did,
And St Leonard's,
sitting around one table and trying to get to the root of what is the problem.
And we had an internal expert we didn't know about, so the person who came from Student Services.
And which issue were they exploring?
Domestic violence.
On the domestic violence.
Yes, so they'd worked on that previously. And we were able to bring expertise we didn't know we were going to have. And the other experts we had in the room were that the students spoke to each other about the different projects. So there was a really nice, you know, tell me about your ideas. You know, here's how I'm thinking of solving it. Have you thought about this? And this sort of thing. A really good collaboration. Students from all different schools, all different backgrounds. Working together as well, so they were an unexpected stakeholder almost.
But the interesting thing is because they all bought into this project, we knew they were all creative people to start with, but I think it was unexpected the effect they had on each other. It was kind of unplanned because we started that session with them exploring the problems, and then we got about half an hour in and thought, well, let's just change it up and swap the teams around.
Okay.
And we obviously
how did that work out?
It was great.
Brilliant.
It was great. I mean, and the external collaborators, actually, I think it was a bit of a breath of fresh air for them. They were just put into a project they knew nothing about. And we just asked them to apply the same sort of style of thinking, and it was very interesting.
So from observing this, what did you think the participants were getting out of it from their perspective? Or even from any feedback that you've had since?
I think the big thing was that for the students, they were actually getting to do something that was problem-solving, problem-led. It was really being able to delve into something. It wasn't the teaching of come to a lecture and listen to my knowledge, which I hope they do.
It's not to be dismissed.
Not to be dismissed. But they really did explore the problems. And then they realised that the people around them cared about these problems too. It was a connection, really.
Yeah, I think students felt seen, they felt heard. We really, as I said, we dived deep to understand those problems. I think an interesting thing was that I think people who were at the table were driven by their internal motivation and not some external incentives.
Sure. Yeah.
And that was beautiful to see that that these were problems that really meant a lot to them. And just to use the language of graduate attributes that we have here in St Andrews, you already mentioned problem solving. So it's just my associate in hat on. Research skills and problem solving is one of the entrepreneurial mindset graduate attributes. So is creativity, and so is spotting opportunity. So these students spotted an opportunity. They defined an idea. They find a creative way to present it. They went through the selection process. Then they had to have the courage to sit at the table and explore their ideas. They were the ones that identified the external stakeholders that we helped them approach. So they just used us as a springboard, and we were there to help them and guide them to kind of guide them in the creative process and to develop their creativity further, to give them the confidence to believe in their dreams. And I think another one is adaptability. And then, as you said, just that we kind of decided to be more experiential and explore a bit. There were a lot of things that surprised us in the process, and we were very adaptable, and this is what an entrepreneur mindset is also about.
What kind of stuff surprised you?
Well, I think that for me the big one was the different stages that the students were at. So if we roll back 9 months, we had all these plans about exactly how we were going to do this, and then suddenly we were hit with students who were already working on their projects, they're already in schools delivering resources. They already had conversations with councils and teachers. So, you know, this kind of, at our first event, this kind of knocked us a little bit because, you know, so we basically had to adapt the the plans for how we were going to run things. But I think also, I mean, there weren't credits on the table here for the students, so they were doing this off their own back.
They wanted to do.
And we had things going on through, through second semester, which was massively busy. Students were busy, but they were desperate to still do this. I think the other thing that's really surprised me is we've gone into the summer break, and we've still got students asking us for more contacts and to set up meetings and things. Like, I have been completely overwhelmed by the enthusiasm for the students. They've just really bought into it. And I think, like Gosha says, they just see that we value it and the university values it. And the first event we ran, we put out some invites to our colleagues across the university, and everybody, we know everybody's up to their eyes. And I mean, I think 20, 25 people turned up. And the students could see that. This is like, people are taking this seriously. And I think they were blown away by that as well, weren't they? You know?
So given all of that, what's next?
We still have the final stage to deliver, which is about presenting to the directors of teaching and directors of impact what exactly we can deliver as a university and where it might fit within the curriculum. But we also have had some interest from high schools of running something at school level. So there are children in Scotland who have ideas of how we can change Scotland.
Okay.
So we've had university schools. We'd also like to do it at a school level, and we'd like to run it again across the university. Mm-hmm. But we've also had some international interest in this as well, which I think, Gosha, you know a little bit more about the context there. So I think for us, we'd like it to keep running. We'd like it to expand. Mm-hmm. And we also would like to do it a little bit differently. We like that people bring the new ideas, but some of the ideas that we've already had, I think we can keep building on. Mm-hmm. I think we have legacy projects here that can keep on running.
And Gosha, tell me, what about that international interest? Has there been international interest in the work that you're doing here?
Yeah, so there are African universities that are now expanding their entrepreneurial education offering, and we recently had a conversation where they have really burning local issues, and we would like to bring in their students and their stakeholders on board, and together kind of explore extending the impact from local to global, and helping them, and at the same time create this culture of an entrepreneurial mindset, showing that we can do it well and we can benefit others as well, and we can certainly, I'm sure, we will be able to learn a lot from them, because everyone who is at the table is unique and brings their own expertise and experience, and we really value that.
So tell me something, if there are people who are out there who are, this is the first time they've heard about this project and they're listening, what are your messages for them? I'm going to start with you, Kenny.
Okay.
You've got the most time to think about your
answer. Okay. So St Andrews should definitely be doing this. It's awesome. This is a great university with incredible minds. And when we say that, we mean staff, students, everyone involved is incredible minds. We've seen this firsthand, and we've seen what happens when you put these people together around the table. So my message is, like, we need to keep doing this. We need to do more of it. The excitement that it generates when you get students to work on projects that they have come up with that matter to them is incredible. So my message to people involved in teaching would be, how can we do more of that? How can we build this into what we do normally with our teaching, and how can we I think it makes the student experience better. I think it could potentially make the staff experience better as well, and clearly it could have a big impact. So let's do more of it. That's my message.
Gosha, and any illustrations that you want that help explain, or anywhere people can go to get more information?
Absolutely. I was going to mention that we have a website, and it starts with the first letter, so CITE WordPress websites that we encourage everyone to visit. There are short reports from our events and all the information, all the stages, and all the projects are listed there. So if anyone goes there and identifies a project that they feel like they can contribute or help, we encourage them to do that. And I think there's just one more thing that I wanted to mention, is that we actually had all the events at the heart of St. Andrews Innovation in the Walter Bauer House, because it's really important to mention one of our sponsors. So Scotland Future Series Fund was one of them. But Jeff Morris was the director of Eden Campus, was another wonderful sponsor.
We're recording this today.
Through their generosity, we and the community can benefit. And also, I think there was an incredible chance for those who have never been here in Walter Bauer House to come and see this wonderful space. So this really is an idea of finding a more agile way to innovate in education and to have a safe space to explore creative, I would say crazy and playful ideas that may be more flexible than some of the limitations that we have within the existing system, and ways to improve education and students' experience. And it really is for everyone. We want to welcome anyone who is interested, who has ideas, who has feedback, because as Gail said, we have learned so much through the first iteration that we have not yet finished, and we constantly keep reflecting and writing down things and ideas for improvement, how we would do it differently, and what we have learned in the process. So it really is this huge learning opportunity for us, and we would like to take others on this journey. Good. As well.
And Gail, any final thoughts, and in particular with your director of impact and innovation hat on, if anybody's watching this and thinking about how they could improve the work in their schools or even beyond?
I mean, absolutely. I think we should be getting our students involved in the impact agenda and not just our research. So how we can actually deliver the outcomes of our research to make change, whether it's engaging with politicians and actually talking to policymakers, whether it's, you know, making a prototype. And actually talking to technology transfer. I think I would reiterate what they've said so far. We would welcome everyone who has an idea to come forward and to talk to us about how we can develop it. We very much hope to run this again. We would love to keep this going as a sort of permanent structure within the university. And with my senior lecturer's hat on, I think I'd love to see more of this kind of teaching for our students. They loved it, the staff loved it. And anyone who wants to join, I think as well, I think I would mention how inclusive we are. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because if you're a bit nervous walking into the room, you don't really know anyone there. It was such a great atmosphere. It was almost like a little party when we all got together. We did have balloons. because people were really willing to just chat and not see anyone standing on their own and sit around those tables and discuss. So I don't think there should be any barriers to just getting in touch and joining in.
Good. And so one last time, what's that website if anybody wants to go and have a look?
Ken?
So city, CITEE, and then it'll be .wp.standrews.ac.uk.
Fantastic.
Is that right?
Well done.
I hope
we assume so. Definitely.
Have a look on the website.
Yeah.
Yes, just Google it.
Anyway, thank you all so much.
No,
thanks
thank
for coming
you.
In and sharing your story. And thanks to everybody for listening today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.